News coming out of the city, a new committee will be formed to find the new CTS site. That's the consumption treatment site. While the current process continues to move forward, a compromise was reached. There was a special meeting of the health unit today. I watched through it. The board voted unanimously to create this new committee. What does this mean, though? What's entailed with it? Well, I've got the board chair of the health unit as well as Ward 2 counselor Fabio Costante on the line with me. Counselor, always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thanks. It's, you know, this has been a really interesting file to keep an eye on. It's been constantly evolving. I don't think anyone expected to see the motion to rescind be rescinded itself. And now we've got a new committee that will be moving forward. We know that it'll be chaired by Ward 3 Councillor Ronaldo Agostino. But what does this all entail? What came out of this board meeting today?
Yeah, so I mean, to your point earlier, John, you're right. The motion was tabled this past Monday at City Council, and it appeared, through the comments that were made in the media leading up to Monday's vote, that the votes were in fact there to rescind the city's support for 101 Wyandotte Street East. And so, I'm really happy that we were able to come to a compromise. The nuts and bolts of the compromise, I mean, it's a full page and a half motion, but in a nutshell, comprises of two main points. The first main point, and this was something that that I advocated in my capacity as a counselor along with others, that we didn't want to see any disruption in service. We didn't want to see this be delayed any longer than it needed to be, that as soon as approval was given, that this would be up and running and helping people in our community. And so that was of big interest, and that was achieved in this motion. And then, of course, the downtown councillor, Ronaldo Agostino, was very vocal in his concern of the site. And so we believe that was addressed in the form of providing him a site selection committee that he can chair and work with the community partners and work with the health unit in the city in determining a new site in the future. But the key here, in my view, is there's going to be no disruption in service. There's going to be no additional delay, that this will be open at the earliest possible time once federal approval is provided, and that there would be no disruption to the people that use this center.
And we don't want to see any disruption in service once this does get going. We know that last year was the highest year on average in Windsor for opioid overdose deaths, 86. We know that according to the health unit today, in the presentation that was put forward, it's forecasted that by 2026, expected of, you know, without intervention, that number would continue to climb to 116. At its lowest, it was 18 just in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the surging numbers are extremely concerning. And of course, it's not just a Windsor issue. It's happening across the country. But we are, in my view, in a crisis mode when it comes to this serious issue in our community, people overdosing and people that are addicted to drugs and hard drugs. You know, oftentimes, and I don't know what the exact data is, but oftentimes the cause of death is because the drug is also laced with other drugs. So people think that they may be consuming a certain type of drug, but in fact, when they purchase it off the street, there's no guarantee that it's that drug. And so, you know, this is hopefully an effort to help mitigate, the idea here is behind a CTS site is that it's a harm reduction strategy. It's meeting people where they're at, but it's giving them a safe space to inject that won't lead to death. And we know from the evidence of CTS sites across the country that there's been no fatalities on record of anyone who's used a CTS site. So it's, on the one hand, John, it's meeting them where they're at. But on the other hand, the whole model is designed with the aspirational goal of providing supports and resources to those who want to seek them. And sometimes that happens right away, and sometimes it takes a bit longer, but that's the aspirational goal, is to help people on their healing journey.
Well, absolutely. And like, I know your council colleague in Ward 4, Mark McKenzie, is strongly opposed to this site. I don't think I'm mischaracterizing. He said that he views it as enabling. He doesn't want to see taxpayer dollars going towards helping people do drugs. But the fact of the matter is, these people are going to continue doing drugs, and we know what the result is. In many cases, they end up dying without, you know, getting any help, and we know that the intervention does work. But setting aside that point right now, I want to talk about some of the nuts and bolts of this. I mean, this was, gosh, we saw the sausage making and process here over the week in terms of local politics. But a lot of money has been spent on this, $775,000 to date in terms of construction. There's a lease that's signed through to 2025, so it's good that it's not being broken, because there'd be more fees. But there are countless, dare I say, thousands of hours that our administration at the health unit and across our various departments in the city have put into this. Is it just going to be the $750,000 that are lost if we decide to move this?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly the financial piece to this, with without a doubt, and that was discussed today. That would be an implication, but the delay in service and the potential to save lives will by far outweigh any other implication. And that to me was always the focus, and was the focus of every, I mean, you know, most folks, no matter where they landed on the issue, you know, were in favor of a CTS site and in favor of this service in our community. Some legitimately just did not want it to be located where it was, right? And so, you know, I think there's a lot of common ground there to say, we're all, or most of us at least, are in favor of this type of program in our community. But with respect to the finances, yeah, that's certainly an implication. I mean, there's a lease. That's certainly a financial implication, as you mentioned. And then, of course, the cost of capital improvements and repairs, and then a new lease for a new site. So all of that has to be considered. The one thing to note, however, is although there's been a significant investment in getting this current building up to standard so that it could be approved, that came out of positive cash flows and variances over the years, especially over the last year or two. So there was no added effect to the local taxpayer, if you will, with respect to you know, those funds and where they came from. And that's the mission and the effort that the health unit will undertake moving forward, not to go back to the local taxpayer to try to ensure that all the boxes are checked to receive both federal and provincial approval. The latter will also result in funding for this initiative that would pay for the entire initiative. But also looking at other grants that have already been achieved, but continuing to seek out other grants and philanthropic means as well.
Well, listen, you know, things that don't hit the taxpayer, always a positive. But I think I agree. Well, I don't think I agree with you implicitly. At the end of the day here, all that matters is preventing as many unnecessary deaths as possible. And I'm happy that council was able to come together. I'm feeling very positive that an outcome, a meaningful outcome, has been reached, and regardless of what happens moving forward, there won't ever be a break in the service being provided, and at the end of the day, that's what matters.
That's right. That's what matters, and that was kind of the guiding light for me, at least, in this whole process, because it has been a whirlwind of nine days. I don't know how long it's been now, but it has certainly been a journey since the notice of motion was published late Wednesday and of last week, and throughout this whole process, throughout a lot of, you know, pressure coming from all angles, there was a lot of effort by a lot of individuals. I think the guiding light in trying to navigate this was, you know, how do we get this off the ground as soon as possible, so that this service in our community is available to those that want to use it and could potentially save people's lives. And I'm glad that we were able to achieve that in this compromise.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Councillor, and go have a nice Friday evening and a great weekend.
Thanks, John, and you as well. Thanks again.
Much appreciated. That is Ward 2 Counselor and Health Unit Board Chair Fabio Costante joining me, just talking about that consumption and treatment site compromise that's been reached. It will open up. There won't be a break in service, and hopefully it means that there won't be as many unnecessary overdose deaths.